know, I made a decision to go out on Friday night, and that was really that, you know. You know, it's unfortunate that it was reported the way it was. You know, I woke up extremely upset. Saturday morning, you know, felt bad that I let my team down. Obviously, you know, wasn't part of the game plan last week, anything like that. But at the same time, you know, I still need to be accountable to my teammates and, you know, be here and supporting those guys. So, you know, I was disappointed in myself in that. And then for it to be reported that, you know, I threw a party and I was responsible for another individual on this team getting in trouble, which is 100% false. You know, it sucks that I feel like because of the perception that I base around myself and, you know, I've done this to myself that, you know, that was allowed to be reported and people were allowed to just nod their head and act like that, you know, went on. When in fact, it was completely untrue and, you know, sucked to get up and have that perception on Sunday morning, you know, feeling as bad as I did already about what happened. You know, it wasn't, you know, it was just let my guard down a little bit. I think that's exactly what it was. You know, a mistake by me. And, you know, if I'm going to continue to not learn from some of these things. Because when I sat here and talked to you guys, you know, last Tuesday, you know, there's not a bit of doubt that goes into my mind that I'm completely serious about everything that I'm talking about moving forward. And, you know, but at the same time, you can sit here and say and talk and say this all you want, but when your actions don't reflect that and you make a conscious decision to put yourself in the position that, you know, you stay out too late and not wake up the next morning, you know, that's going to cause a lot of trouble. So, you know, I did that to myself. I brought this on myself. You know, I brought these cameras and all these people that are in this locker room right now. And, you know, I don't think it's fair to myself. I don't think it's fair to anybody in this locker room. The distractions that, you know, I've brought at point in times. So, you know, I'm sorry to these guys who are veterans in this locker room and knows what it takes that, you know, I'm having to learn the hard way. And at the same time, I'm either going to learn or I'm going to be finding something else to do. You know, I've been a work in progress throughout this year. It's been, you know, it's been a lot of ups and downs for me. There's been some good things that have come. There's been some bad things as well. You know, but I'm still an extremely competitive person. I know what I want to do with my career. I know what I want to do in my life. And I know, you know, what's important to me. And now it's time to, you know, look myself in the mirror and really hold myself accountable and start making, you know, some deals with myself and really look in the mirror and you know, these problems and things that I'm doing in my life that are occurring every now and then, these just bumps that you know, things in the past have just kind of caught up to me. And just the way that I did things in the past, I need to start doing every single thing the right way and in everything. And if I don't do that, I'm going to be exposed. I don't think I've been fair to them as well either. You know, I didn't come out and perform this year, and that's what it comes down to. You know, it was a difficult situation for me, a different situation than I had been in the past. You know, I'm upset in the way that I handled it at point in times. You know, I think, you know, I did grow up and then I took a step back. So it's the same story with me of let's take one step forward, but then we're taking two steps back. So now it's really in my court. You know, it's what do I want to do and what do I want to be known as? You know, do I want to be known as a guy who, you know, was in this league for 2 years and is doing something else with his life? Or do I want to come in here and compete and, you know, give this thing a fair chance and work my ass off to try and be the quarterback I know I can be and be the person and player that I know I am. Now it's just, am I going to put the time in? Am I going to do what I need to do to be successful? And that's what it comes down to.